Well, despite the hype, smart meters are only expected to lead to a consumer savings of about £11 a year on average. The government is spending £11 billion on rolling out the meters to many households by 2020, and they're intended to communicate with energy companies about electricity and gas usage to make it more efficient. But a parliamentary report says most of the savings will be made by industry rather than households. Well, before the report, Nick Howard spoke to Michael Lewis, the boss of Aon UK, one of the big six energy suppliers, who's talking up the benefits of smart meters.
Number one, it gets the basics right, so you can get accurate bills, no more estimated bills. The second thing, and this is the key for saving money, is transparency. So you can see in real time how much you're consuming, whether it's kilowatt hours or pounds and pence. And you can see by looking at when you've got different devices switched on, how much energy each of those is using. So what we're doing is empowering the customer to understand their energy consumption. What we've seen so far is about a £25 saving on the average bill. But to be honest, I expect that to increase significantly as consumers get more used to the technology and as they start to really take advantage of the information that we're giving them.
But you're saying that it is basically down to usage, that people are actually looking at this and saying, oh, I better use a little less energy. I mean, we could do that anyway, surely.
Well, you can do it, but it's a lot more difficult. A lot of people still do track their energy use. They track it by looking at their bill every quarter. You don't need to do that anymore. You take away all that hassle. We make it easy because you have an in-home display and you can see straight away exactly where the energy is being consumed, and you can change it straight away, so you don't have to wait for the next quarter to get your bill.
Sure. Michael, I get that it's a fancy gadget, but we are paying for this installation in our bills. They've all gone up because this is incorporated into the bills we all pay. I mean,
Absolutely.
Other countries, including Germany, where E.ON is based, have said that it isn't worth it, that home users don't use enough energy to actually make this fiscally sound. I know that Canada and Australia have done the same. I mean, how is the UK different?
Well, the UK has done an extensive cost-benefit analysis. The government commissioned a study before we started the rollout programme, and that indicated that there's a £5 billion net benefit from implementing smart meters. Predominantly, that's through reducing energy consumption, but it's also through reducing the fact that you need to read the meters and improving the way consumers interact with the energy system. Because one of the big benefits that'll come in the future will be that we can target half hourly energy consumption and advise customers, you know, maybe you want to switch your gadgets off at this period because prices are expected to spike. So we smooth out energy demand, which means we need fewer power plants to deal with the peak demand. So it provides huge system benefits as well as benefits to the individual consumer.
So other countries are wrong not to roll them out?
No, I mean, it is happening in other countries. I mean, in Germany, absolutely, you're right. We are rolling out smart meters there. We're doing it in a different way, actually. It's being done through the network companies rather than through the energy retail companies, because in the UK, what we want to do as part of the rollout is to get people to engage with their energy, not just think we're putting this device in the cellar. We want people to actively choose and we want people to actively engage.
Now, you're saying that this will have a knock-on effect because you'll be able to target energy use more accurately.
Yeah.
Over the past 2 years, obviously, you've been rolling these smart meters out, and yet energy bills are still going up. I know that E.ON next month will be putting up its bills by as much as 6.2%, depending on what tariff you're on. This is as wholesale costs are actually lower than they were in 2016 when the smart rollout began.
Well, there's been a very large increase in wholesale costs in the last 3 months, actually. They've increased by 22% following the Beast from the East weather incident. And that means that gas prices, which drive power prices, have increased for the rest of the year. So that's why the latest price increase was put through. Other things are, for example, social costs that we put into the bill, the costs of the networks, because we've had to invest a lot in networks, and indeed
cost of the smart meter rollout as well?
Well, of course, that is in the bill, but as I said, that will be a net benefit over time, and a very substantial net benefit. Customers,
so we'll be seeing bills coming down in the long term.
Absolutely.
That was Michael Lewis, Chief Executive of E.ON UK, talking to Nick Howard.